This is Apollo Control. We're back live on air ground now.
And 17, we got that flyby pad now. If you're still ready, we're ready.
Okay, is this a full pad or just a change to the other one?
It's just a change, Jack. It's a change to now an 83, the GETI, and the change to the bottom line, the GET of 05G. Just two changes.
Okay, go ahead.
Jack, if you just add 2 hours and 40 minutes to each one of them, it's it. The GETI is 08154439er. The GET is 05G 156-0403. Jack, I guess I read 81. I was looking at the old pad. It's 83083 on the GETI.
You're too fast for me. I was just going to chew you out.
Sorry about that, Jack. I got it around the room.
083-54-4349. 156-0403.
Roger.
Okay, Bob, we got all our clocks set on board.
Roger, understand.
What was the exact amount of that update time?
2 hours, 40 minutes, 2 plus 4, 0.
Okay, 2 plus 4, 0 exactly, thank you. Okay, Bob, we're going to work up an appetite with the Alpha Med today.
Roger.
Hey, Bob, it may be a little premature, but I don't think so, but I think there was some good thinking into that update, looking at the flight plan up until now and where we go from here. I don't think we overlooked a thing.
Roger, like I said the other night, we gave Tommy a gold star on that one.
Except I think he and Rita got in cahoots.
A little soon for supper, huh?
Yeah, we just finished lunch and it's about time to eat again.
That's known as the simulator step ahead.
Can you give us our distance from the moon or from the Earth?
Oh, Roger. Stand by net.
Are we about 5,000 miles closer now?
Don't you wish.
Well, isn't that the way these step heads work?
Normally, yes, but this one didn't work that way. Jack, you're at 183,000 miles. It's really amazing how time flies when you're interested in your work, isn't it? Jack Houston, did you read my last call with the distance?